Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve to all of you. It is Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you. On the day before Thanksgiving, talking to you and now breaking down the Packers and Rams this Sunday. Still to come, lots on the show. Dennis Krause in about 30 minutes from right now from Spectrum News 1 hosts the Spectrum Roundtable with Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson every single week. Twice a week, actually. Ty Dunn from Go Long TD will join us in the next hour of the show. And also next hour, we're going to get your top five Thanksgiving sides. So start making your list. You can tweet them at Big Show Network right now if you want them to be read off on air. Because tomorrow's the big day. Turkey Day is tomorrow. And everybody loves to share what they like to eat on the day of. We're giving you the opportunity a day before to list off your favorite Thanksgiving sides ahead of Turkey Day. So turkey doesn't count. Any other meats that you might eat don't count. Because, Leroy, we did a poll yesterday.
Yeah.
Of the is turkey a must?
Is
turkey
overrated?
A must on Thanksgiving? Yeah. That's what the question was.
Yeah.
Only 55% of 600 voters said that turkey is a must on Thanksgiving.
You would think it'd be higher, but
I would think it'd be way higher.
Yes.
So 45% of people are okay not having turkey on
Remember
Thanksgiving.
Remember, I told you we had a group text. A family member says we're not making turkey. I said, okay. Okay, and then he started getting all this bad texts from the kids. Kids are like, wait a minute.
Sparky said he was given the option between turkey and lasagna. Gary was telling us that they have like ham and lamb chops or something like that go along with the turkey. And I'm just sitting here like, my goodness, some guy tweeted at us said that he had an Italian grandmother who would cook every year. So he had lasagna and oysters and all this different stuff for Thanksgiving on a yearly basis. That's pretty cool. I've never heard of that before. But I was stunned that only 55% of people think that turkey is a must on Thanksgiving.
I thought it would be like 85%.
I thought it would be around that high too.
Yeah.
So as somebody who's had turkey every single year for their entire life, I'm surprised. Some people just not as big on turkey as I expected.
They say it's the number one leftover. It's turkey.
Really? Okay.
It's the number one
poultry
leftover.
That makes sense. Chicken's really good as a leftover too. So
No, ain't no chicken. No? Ain't no mac and cheese, no greens, black eyed peas. Oh, that's gone, cuz. Yams. Oh, that's gone. But a lot of turkey though. But see, I do a turkey recipe with what's left with the meat.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. Like leftovers. Cause my kids, they don't eat leftovers. What's wrong with y'all?
So you trick them. You trick them by making a new meal.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this turkey thing is good. Can I put it in wraps and stuff like that?
Okay.
This is good. I say, the same turkey we had yesterday. Oh, why didn't you tell me? You still would have ate it. But yeah, I think turkey's overrated.
You do?
No, that's what people were saying.
Oh, you think people think the turkey's overrated?
Yeah.
Do you personally think turkey's overrated?
No, I love turkey.
Okay, me too. I'm a big
turkey.
I used
to be one of those poverty families, like the Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. I'm doing with Pick and Save, the Stuff to Bus. I was on there with Radar and Elizabeth.
Yeah, from our sister station in Milwaukee, 99.1 The Mix.
Yes, we was on a Facebook Live today. A lot of people eating turkeys. And I remember we had you put together a list of like, what do you buy?
Mm-hmm.
And we only had four things on that list. Most families have like 22 things that you pick up today because the stores will be crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And we only had four things, and then we would go get from the food pantry. They would give you a turkey, they would give you a ham and some canned goods.
Right.
And then we were very fortunate.
That's great.
But, and then my sister was like, do we really need turkey? And me and my three brothers looked at her like, I know why you don't want it. She was like, why? Because you don't want to cook it. So it may be an ostrich. I don't want it because I don't want to cook it. But if somebody else cooks it, I'm okay with it.
Okay. That makes sense. Turkey's not an easy thing to cook.
It's not an easy thing. It's not.
So I understand why people like to back away from turkey a little bit. Because it's a lot of work. Yep. And then it's a lot of work and you can mess it up really easily.
Put it in a bag, cuz. Season them up. Put it in a bag. And just put it in the oven.
So that's you oven roast it.
Yo, I've been doing one in the smoker.
Okay.
Okay, one in the smoker and one in the oven.
Okay.
So, they'll have their choice. But I know another family, they got 52 people coming over, and they are in the north side of Milwaukee. And I said, what's your menu? And I looked at the menu, and I did not see turkey.
Okay.
She said nobody wanted it. She said nobody wanted it.
Interesting. Maybe so turkey's falling out of favor. Maybe it shouldn't be called Turkey Day anymore.
Maybe. When we played on Thanksgiving, I played on it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to Gilbert Brown's mom house in Michigan.
When you play the Lions, sure.
And she had three turkeys made differently.
Okay.
Now, that's amazing.
Yeah, Gilbert's mom, I've heard, is a really good cook.
Oh, yeah. She used to make I'm a mac and cheese.
Big mac and cheese.
Yeah. I'm the guy, okay? I partner with Wisconsin Cheese, okay? She would have a pan just for me, a small pan just for me, and another pan for the players. And they could not touch mine, because that's my number one side, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever your side is, that's fine.
Yeah.
Give us your top five.
Yeah, we'll get the top fives at the top of the next hour. So
don't
top
be arguing with people, though.
Show.
I just look at you different. If you don't have turkey, I'm like, I give you the side eye. A little
yeah,
bit.
Exactly.
People, I don't know if I can trust the guy that don't want turkey.
But 65% of people, or only 55% of people, saying turkey is a must. That surprised me a little bit. Dennis Krause comes up in about 15 minutes from right now. But right now, we're going to talk to you, breaking down what's going to happen after Turkey Day. Packers and Rams on Sunday. And the Packers are without, can we just make a laundry list of all the dudes they're without? David Bakhtiari, Elton Jenkins, Aaron Jones, probably Rashawn Gary, Jair Alexander. Corey Linsley, Josh Myers. The list goes on and on and on. It feels like we have not heard very much about Josh Myers at all. A knee issue is what it was. And it's been a couple weeks now at this point. I feel like we have not heard a lot of progress reports on Josh Myers. Hopefully, he'll be back sooner rather than later because the Packers will need him, especially without Elton Jenkins out. Maybe they can move around that offensive line a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so with all of these players out, who do you think needs to step up the most? 855-830-8648 to join us on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk
line. For the rest of the season or this week?
This week.
Oh, this week.
This week against the Rams.
I may have two guys. I apologize.
That's okay. You want to do one on offense, one on defense, or is it on the same
both
side of the
on
field?
Defense.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll hit a quick break first, so we'll get to that in the next segment. We are live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state.
And thank you
for
listening.
Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. Turkey Day is tomorrow. Lots of injuries for the Packers as we head into that game against the Rams. With all those guys out, who needs to step up the most against the Rams on Sunday? That comes up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border. the Big Show Radio Network.
It's a Wednesday edition of the Wendy's Big Show, the day before Thanksgiving. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you on the Big Show Radio Network. And when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. The Bucks play the Pistons tonight. Should be a win against Cade Cunningham and a poor Detroit Pistons team. Bucks kind of ascending. And after every Bucks win, you can stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. He is Leroy Butler. I am Dan Plucker here on the Wendy's Big Show. And right now, let's get into this game, Packers-Rams, a little bit, Leroy. You said before the break you have two defensive players that you think need to step up with all of these injuries against a Rams offense that is pretty high-powered. Matthew Stafford with the big arm, Cooper Kupp, leading receiver in the NFL right now, OBJ there too, a pretty good tight end room as well. We're sitting here, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs to step up with Jair out, with Z and Rashawn Gary out, and all these dudes that are not going to be in this game? More than likely, maybe Rashawn Gary will play. I guess we have not heard definitively what, but he's not going to be 100%.
Right. Well, to me, I mean, maybe I'm biased, but it has to be Chandon Sullivan, 39, and 26, Savage. Matthew Stafford, whether you like him or not, is probably going to get in the Hall of Fame because he's going to put up big numbers. He targets safeties. That's his whole game. His whole life, he reads safeties better probably than anyone.
Really?
Because he's thinking about the big play. He's thinking, if I see your name, I'm throwing it. That means you've turned and you're running to catch up to a receiver. I'm throwing the ball. So this game is about, can you stop Cooper Kupp? So that brings me to Chandon Sullivan, because you're the slot cover guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get 15 targets. And they don't hide it.
Nope.
They don't hide it. They don't care. He's going to get maybe four carries. He's going to catch three or four screens. And eventually, because if you take him away and make Stafford do something else, now you got an opportunity for a pick. If those two players step up, then they can win this game. But if they're not playing well, and you don't have a good plan. One thing that was kind of frustrated me was don't give receivers clean releases. And that's what they did against Jefferson and Thielen. They just backed up, let these guys
run. So you wanted to see a little bit more press play from Joe Barry.
Yeah, go up. If the guy's on the line, you press him. If the guy's off the line and going in motion, okay, fine, you go back. But they're going to have these staggered releases. Everybody do them. But it just seemed like it seemed like the coaches went into the game saying, stop Dalvin Cook. If I go up and he breaks, I need guys to keep him in front to go get him. But that was a true mistake. And you could always have guys up there to alter their release. Because I've talked to tons of receivers, Chris Carter, Sterling Sharp, Randy Moss, one of my favorite players played for the Lions. You know, I'm like, what's difficult for you guys? And he said, well, not so much a guy jamming, but the guy to alter my route. I said, okay, that makes sense. Because in the clock of the quarterback, I got to get this ball out.
Right.
So if you're running a go route and a guy's alter your route, pushed you way inside, now you got to come all the way back out.
Timing's off with the quarterback.
Yes, now you get sacked. He's going to look at you like, you got to. I remember Urban telling me that they run a lot of slants like we did in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a two route, number two. He used to say, listen, I'm throwing the ball to a spot. You got to get across that defensive back's face, or I'm not going to go to you. I'm going to go to Harper. So Urban said in his mind, either I'm going to catch it or I'm going to break it up. But the guy trusts me to get to a spot. So I got to win off the line. But if a guy jams him and now he can't get there, Aikman throws a pick. You're like, okay, you're in the quarterback's head now because I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But Urban, for the most part, always got there. But that's something that you got to – these two young men, if they have great games, not only would the Packers beat them, but they'll get an opportunity at a couple picks. Because sometimes he'll throw a 50-50 ball to Cooper Kupp. Who cares? I don't care. And, the head coach, Cooper, you got to win. This guy got 85 catches, 1,100 yards, and 10 touchdowns. And are we at the halfway point, a little bit over? This is a week of 12 going into with five more games to go. I mean, I don't know what the record is, but if you can just take him away, you got that opportunity. And then, you know, Henderson's a good running back, but he's not a home run hitter.
No. So, chunk play guy.
Yeah, because remember Cam Akers came up last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he had a couple good runs, but he didn't hurt you. So that's the player. I mean, you could choose whoever you want. But I would be out of the question if somebody chose him on the offensive line because of Aaron Donald and that group.
And that's where I was going to go. I agree with you with Darnell Savage also, not just because of Cooper Kupp, but also Van Jefferson is one of the biggest deep threat receivers in the NFL, I truly believe. He is their MVS.
Oh, they're going downtown.
Yeah. And last week, watching that game, we all saw the picks after pick. After pick, I think he had three opportunities to intercept a ball, excuse me, and didn't come down with any of them. And
that was so disappointing.
If I'm Matthew Stafford watching that, I say, well, if this guy can't come down with the football, then why won't I target him in these scenarios as well? Another guy, Matthew Stafford, that loves to sling the football down the field.
Yes.
And give, you know, 50-50 situations, and he's willing to take those chances, unlike some other quarterbacks in the league, for the big play effect. But for me, it comes down to the offensive line playing well on Sunday.
I'm okay with that. Whether
it's Yosh Nijman and Luke, especially Lucas Patrick, he needs to have one of his best games of the season, I think, for the Packers to win this game, because Aaron Donald routinely lines up over the middle, but they do move him across that whole defensive line.
They're going to line him up over Royce Newman. You know that.
Yeah, or Newman. Yep.
They're going to put him right there and just stick in the O. So 62 got a double.
You think he's going to be in the A or the B gap?
He's going to be right in the A gap. The shortest path to a quarterback is up the middle. That's the shortest path. Mm-hmm. Like Leonard Floyd and Miller, you can just run around the quarterback and make a pocket. But the shortest path, that's the first thing you see is right up the middle.
Yep. And that's why I think that combo, the guard play and center, need to be solidified on Sunday. They need to have a very strong game because we saw Kenny Clark
just
absolutely disrupt several plays in that Vikings game and kill some drives in doing so, make some third and long situations for the Vikings. That's what Aaron Donald can do too on Sunday, especially if the Packers – first of all, are throwing the ball like they did in the first quarter against the Vikings. Yep. Rodgers is going to have a dude in his face pretty much right away. Or if they're trying to run the ball with Dylan, I mean, you're having a guy in your face every single play, too, with Aaron Donald blocking up two holes by himself, essentially, with how much size and speed that guy has. It's going to be a dangerous thing.
He hates screens and draws, though.
Yeah, let's go out to Mike on the south side. He called at 855-830-8648. You can do the same thing, and he's rewarded with being on the big show. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I got a question for Leroy. Oh, I'm fine. I hope you are the same. Have a good day tomorrow. Leroy.
Yes, sir.
I heard you say one day Pink Floyd the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up
probably
with Pink Floyd.
Probably the greatest double album ever made, in my opinion. Now, my mom had me, my birthday was Monday.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so 56 years old. She came home from the hospital and made turkey dinner.
Nice.
The next day, that's a lot of turkey dinners every year since. Having it again tomorrow. I can't live without the stuffing coming out of the bird. Do you agree?
Stuffing is very good. I like stuffing. Leroy?
I dated a girl and I went.
You like dressing.
Okay. By her in-laws and they didn't have stuffing. I stopped on the way home at whatever was open and bought stuffing. But I don't know. I think he came to my head. Adrian Amos, I think a savvy veteran. And I'm looking for Randall Cobb, another savvy veteran, to step up. Don't ask me how, I just get these feelings. And one more question about turkeys.
Yeah.
I think it was 1977, 78, or 79. Leroy might remember this. The Packers were playing Detroit, and they both stunk. Somebody let a turkey out on the field. You know, like this game's a turkey. So you got these, all these 290-pound linemen trying to chase this turkey down. That was the best part of the game. It was. Oh, and did I hear Gary? He's there, right?
No, Gary's not here today.
Oh, I was, I called earlier, we were talking about turkey bowls, you know, where guys get together and think they're Aaron Rodgers for the day.
Yes.
I usually go, I'm clear to a lot of parks over here. So I usually make the rounds, watch everyone get hurt. But someone had told me he played and went and got hurt. Ask him when you see him.
All right, Mike. Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
So I'm assuming in Mike's, turkey is a must.
Yeah, sounds like.
Because mom not feeling well, come on and make a turkey. So, if you don't think turkey is a big deal, I really want to hear from you.
Yeah,
I want to hear somebody explain that.
Yeah, Zach Gelb, our friend from CBS Sports Radio, he just tweeted that he has lasagna every Thanksgiving, so they don't do turkey. We'll have to call and have a conversation with him in the next week.
Yeah, I just wonder how you explain it.
Yeah, well, he's an Italian family, I'm pretty sure, so that makes a little bit of sense.
Well, and if he's visiting somebody.
Yeah, he said he was with his grandma for Thanksgiving. So.
Well, you don't argue with grandma. That's the free babysitting.
Yeah,
you don't,
exactly.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, lasagna's just fine, grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
I love grandparents. I love them.
But with this game, Leroy.
Yes.
And he brought up Adrian Amos, another safety, and Randall Cobb, two veterans. Now is the time that you do need your veterans to step up and be the dudes on this team when your usual guys, the main players on both your defense and offense, are no longer there. You know, maybe we do see a little bit more of Randall Cobb and some quick underneath routes to try to get the ball out of Rodgers' hands early with that Von Miller, Aaron Donald pass rush.
I'm glad you brought that up. Allegedly, in the huddle for MVS's touchdown, Rodgers said that he switched them. So Cobb was supposed to be number three to catch the long pass.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm
supposed to run the go route.
I'm going to put MVS in there because I like him on 23. And Cobb runs an amazing seven route, which is a corner route.
Pulls the safety down.
And on the backside, he fooled Harrison Smith because they had a double. They had a six-man pressure, and you can see this on PackerNews.com. Me and Tom drew it up. On the backside, Devontae is with Patrick Peterson. He runs an in route, and 22 drives it. He should have stayed back if he'd have realized that MVS is number the three receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But Rodgers stood nice and tall, had a nice pocket, and threw the MVS for the lone touchdown. That's where experience helps. He said, I know what the play is for – you know, Cobb to be number three, but MVS, y'all switch. But that means MVS has to know all four positions, which he does, and you get a big play. But the offensive line, hey, man, I need time to get this out, okay? This play is going to take time. They may blitz. So Dylan, to his credit, had to block a lineman, not a linebacker, a lineman. Just stop him. I can get this ball out. We got a big play. And that's what happened. So, you know, those are the kind of things that the Rams are going to see on film and go, oh, boy, how do we defend this? And real quick, the other way, that long pass to Jefferson.
Yeah.
When they did that stack route.
Yep.
You're going to see that with Cooper Kupp and OBJ or Jefferson.
Oh,
you're going to
see
it.
No doubt.
It's a copycat league.
We'll continue to break down this game and some more plays with the guy you do every single week on the Spectrum Roundtable, Dennis Krause from Spectrum News 1 and the pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network. It's Leroy Butler, Dan Plucker hanging out with you here on the Wendy's Big Show the day before Thanksgiving. Dennis Krause joins us next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is a Wednesday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you the day before Thanksgiving. And now from Spectrum News One, the pregame show host for Packers Radio Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Dennis Krause One. It is Dennis Krause. Dennis, how are you today? And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Doing great. Same to you guys.
First question I have, Dennis, because we put up a poll question from our good friend Leroy Butler, who wanted to know if it is an absolute must to have turkey on Thanksgiving. We had about 600 votes. Only 55% said yes, it is a must to have turkey on Thanksgiving. That's dangerously low, isn't it?
Well, that's an interesting poll. I myself will have turkey, but often I don't really like turkey that much. So I can understand the other 45%.
You're going to get so much people in your DMs are going to be yelling at you. So I just want to say that's brought to you by Dennis himself, not Leroy Butler. Butler. Dennis, thanks for coming on, my brother. I appreciate it. I know you're really busy. I do want to ask you if it's a particular player you think that has to step up this week. I mean, Plucker had somebody on the offensive line. I had Savage and Chandon Sullivan to start Cooper Kupp. Is it a particular team? Is it Mason Crosby? Or is it the head coach? I mean, is it a particular person or a team, that, special team, defense, offense that needs to step up this week?
I would say Leroy offensive line. And, if you pin me to pick one guy, I'd say Royce Newman. But I think the offensive line as a whole, we know they're not going to have Bakhtiari. They're not going to have Jenkins. And the Rams' pass rush is concerning. I mean, you've got Aaron Donald, you've got Von Miller, you've got Leonard Floyd. So they're going to have their hands full. And if those guys are allowed to pressure Aaron Rodgers and disrupt the timing, that throws a lot off. Now, as we're doing this, we don't know if Aaron Jones is going to play or not. Certainly a quarterback's best friend is a running game. So if they could run it, that would take some of the heat off the pass rush. And as Leroy, if you can rush the passer with just your front guys, that helps the secondary a lot to cover the wide receivers.
Yeah, no question about it. That's a great point, Royce Newman. I even talked about they may put Aaron Donald on him. Now, Dennis, I want you to kind of expand this a little bit. When coaches, over your experience, have you seen this? When coaches know each other, like Matt LaFleur knows Shanahan, he knows McVay. McVay hired him in Washington, and then Joe Barry was the coordinator. Now he's he was the linebacker coach. Now he's the coordinator. When you're so intertwined, and then you lost out on OBJ, is that a when you know a guy, is that a difference? Is it an advantage or a disadvantage when you know somebody?
You know, I think it's a wash, and I think sometimes that angle is overhyped by people like me. Now, that's not to say that, believe me, McVay and LaFleur want to win this game. They want to beat their friend and former colleague. But as far as the chess match of anticipating what he's going to call on a certain play, I think sometimes that's overblown because these guys are intelligent people, and they're going to compensate for him. They're not going to fall into traps.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, talking with Dennis Krause from Spectrum News 1, pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network here on the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out. And Dennis, we were talking about the offensive line a little bit, and earlier we were talking about Josh Myers and how we haven't seen him in weeks. It feels like we haven't gotten an update LaFleur or anybody about his health. Can you tell us anything about what's going on with him and when he could be back on the field, if at all, this season?
Well, I also had an email about this, and it's interesting. He had a knee procedure and was placed on IR, and so he can be brought off that if need be, if he's in condition to do that late in the season. But you're right, it hasn't been forefront because people have been so obsessed with Bakhtiari in particular that it's kind of gone to the back burner. And, in fact, the person that emailed me thought it was still the finger. Well, he only missed one game with the finger. It's a knee injury that he suffered actually against the Bears that has plagued him and a rather serious injury. So I don't know if he'll be able to come back this season or not.
That's really interesting, especially when we kind of talk about this offensive line with as many struggles as they're having, health issues that they're having as well. And this draft overall, because I'm thinking back to the draft and when Amari Rodgers was picked and this guy that was supposed to come in, be a huge part of the offense. I think a lot of people expected taking over that Tyler Irvin role and being that motion guy within the offense, also being a return dude, and maybe even a little bit more. I think expectations were so high for Rodgers. And at this point, I mean, it feels like we've hardly seen Amari Rodgers on the field at all, Dennis.
Yeah. And I think, I can only speak for myself on this, but I think it's a lazy storyline. It's an easy storyline where you can call up a college highlights of a skill position player. It's harder to project an offensive lineman. And so, you know, it's easy to say, oh, Amari Rodgers is going to make a big impact as a rookie. Well, as we've seen, he really hasn't. You're right. And sometimes the impact hasn't been positive, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, because he's still getting his feet wet. I think they're doing the right thing by sticking with him. And I'm going to still say, because it's a long season, 17 games now, that before it's over, he may make that one big play at least that's gonna catch people's attention. But to this point, he has not.
Dennis, before I ask you, I want to ask you about the Badgers in Minnesota, or even if we have time to squeeze in Ohio State, Michigan. When did you know that this is what you want to do in your lifetime, doing TV, radio? When you said to yourself, you looked in the mirror, I hope you don't, but when you looked in the mirror and said, you know, I'm good at this. When was that? When did it hit you? Was it in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and your 80s now? I mean, when did it hit you and say, you know, I'm pretty good at this?
Well, I
now be honest
knew
now.
When I was 5 years old. 5 years old. And now, if I had known at five I'd be doing a show with Leroy Butler, I might have chosen a different path.
I deserve that. So you always knew you wanted to be a broadcaster your whole life. This is what you wanted to do.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to do. I knew that, unlike you, I was not going to be good enough as an athlete to make it. I enjoyed sports. I grew up listening to, you know, Jim Irwin and Eddie Doucette and Bob Uecker, who's still going strong. Merle Harmon was a great announcer for the Brewers as well when I was growing up. So I listened to those guys on the local level. I listened nationally to guys like, you know, Kurt Gowdy and mm-hmm. Howard Yosel and, all the Pat Summerall was a big influence. So I kind of set apart, you know, and I went to UW Oshkosh, studied radio, TV, film. I knew what I wanted to do, I knew the odds were against it, so I feel very blessed as we approach Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that I've been able to do this.
Yeah, I thank for that. So I'm trying to get him to write a book, so I wanted to put that on record. So he said all that good things about himself, so I kind of set him up. So do you think Minnesota, going into this game, all we got to do is stop Allen and you beat Wisconsin and put it all on Graham Mertz?
Well, I don't know if it's that simple, although certainly Braylon Allen, the freshman from Fond du Lac, has been outstanding. You know, you look at this game Saturday in Minnesota, and Minnesota, if they win, they still need help. They're not necessarily going to win the division. Now, does that affect the outcome? Probably not, and they're trying to sell it like it's all about the axe, and I get that, but it's hard to ignore the division ramifications, but obviously Iowa's in the mix as well. I look at what the Badgers have done this season, and I think it's been a terrific job by Paul Chryst and his coaching staff of kind of adjusting on the fly. I'm just guessing here. I don't know this as a fact, but I think they probably started the season thinking, okay, this is going to be a season more about Graham Mertz. And then they realized a few games in that it can't be for a variety of reasons. And they were very fortunate that Braylon Allen emerged, and people can second guess and say, well, why wasn't he more heavily featured in the first couple of games? I don't think even they knew what they had. And I've talked to people in the Fox Valley that, you know, I asked them, you know, in Fond du Lac, was he this kind of running back that people, and some of the responses I got was he was better known for his defense. Don't think even the Wisconsin people knew that he was going to bust out like he has.
Wow, he's only 17.
That's crazy. That's the storyline we continue to hear from everybody. Talking with Dennis Krause from Spectrum News One, pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you on the Wendy's Big Show today. And Dennis, I want to move back to this Rams-Packers game and Odell Beckham Jr. because obviously we had all that drama going on between the Packers and the Rams and who's he going to pick for about 20 minutes. And it was absolute madness on social media and Twitter as everybody was reporting something different. And now he's in LA. He's coming to Green Bay in this game. Do you think he could be the difference maker on Sunday in this one?
Boy, I sure hope not, because I'm just being brutally honest here. I'm glad the Packers didn't get him, because I think they have such a good chemistry going now that the last thing you want is someone saying, hey, where are my touches? You know, I deserve this, and punching walls and stuff. I mean, I'm taking a cheap shot there. But I think that
no pun intended.
Beckham is the difference on Sunday. That's going to be very difficult to swallow, because then people will say, Packers fans will say, well, why didn't they try harder to get him? I tend to think that what we were talking about earlier, the pass rush, is going to be more of a difference if the Rams pull this out than Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, no doubt. And when we're talking about this game and the importance for home field advantage, Dennis, I mean, last week showed just how important it is to be playing games on your home field when you get to the playoffs. Just how important do you really think that is for this Packers team, who is banged up with injuries and is really going to be fighting like every single game to try to get to that number one seed before the playoffs begin?
Well, on the one hand, you say, you know, they're 4-0 at home. Obviously, you'd rather have teams coming to Lambeau in January, especially a team from Southern California, rather than playing in the climate-controlled new facility they have. So, I think the stakes are high on Sunday. I'm not gonna say, oh, it's just another game. It's not. I mean, it could determine very well, as you hint, where that game is going to be played. On the other hand, all you have to do is go back to the NFC Championship game last season and say that home field isn't everything. You can't guarantee a sub-zero day in January, and Tom Brady and the Buccaneers function just fine. And so just because you have the number one seed and home field advantage doesn't mean you're going to get to the Super Bowl. Now, you'd rather have the game at Lambeau, of course, but I think they've shown if they can go into Arizona and do what they did shorthanded, I mean, the Packers are capable of winning on the road in the playoffs. And we've talked about this, Leroy, on the Spectrum News One roundtable. I don't think there's a great team this year in the NFL,
true,
and certainly not in the NFC. So it's going to be the hot team, and it might be the Packers. You just don't know. But You have to be hot at the right time.
Yeah, real quick, before we got about 30 seconds, if you had to choose one, well, I kind of know what you're going to say, because I want to ask you for a prediction, but they can get that on Spectrum News One. But if you had to choose health or home field, I think the fans, they're kind of split on it. Like, some fans say, well, I want home field. Then you say, well, Tom Brady. And then you can say, well, you want to be healthy. Then you were healthy when Garoppolo only threw it 9 times and we weren't able to go. So my question would be this. If it was one or two things that cannot happen, if it's a missed field goal, dropped interception, fumble, that can cost you the game this week, what would that be that would cost you the game?
Well, I think you probably used up 30 seconds there, but
I apologize.
Now you know how hard it is. what I was going to say is I would say health. I mean, I'll just put it to you bluntly. If they don't get Alexander back, if they don't get Zadarius Smith back, if they don't get Bakhtiari back, I have a hard time thinking the Packers can make the Super Bowl.
He's the best. He's Dennis Krause from Spectrum News One, pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network. When can we catch the roundtable this week, Dennis?
We got another show coming up tomorrow night where we'll make the predictions. I appreciate Leroy staying away from pinning me down on that, but we'll have a go at it tomorrow night.
All right, really appreciate the time
Thank
today,
so
Dennis.
Much,
have
I
a
really
great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Dennis Krause, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. More of The Big Show next.
You're listening to The Big Show Radio Network. Border to border, The Big Show.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, and it is Dan Plucker and Leroy Butler with you on a Wednesday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked eggs, and cheese for just $1. Only a dollar. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit Sandwich today, limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Lots to come still here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll continue to break down this Packers game with Ty Dunn from Go Long TD. Get his thoughts on what's going on in the Green Bay locker room right now. Aaron Rodgers has COVID toe. What in the world is going on with that? if anybody knows the ins and outs of everything going on, it's Ty Dunn. He's pretty involved with a lot of
like
different
him.
Things as well. A lot of players like him. He's interviewed a bunch of different players, not just with the Packers, but he has a couple Bills and Dolphins contacts.
He had a great story on
MVS
too.
Yeah, absolutely. And he has a bunch of stuff like that across the board. So excited to have him on the show as well. And but coming up next, we are going to go a little bit away from sports. We'll take John Jersey's call at the top of the next hour. So hang on tight, John. But we want to know what your top five Thanksgiving dishes are.
Sides.
Not turkey.
We're not looking for turkey.
Apparently, half of you don't even want turkey at Thanksgiving. So we want to know what you do want to eat. Your top five sides at Thanksgiving. We'll also break down Michigan and Ohio State, Minnesota and Wisconsin this weekend and rivalry week in college football. And all those games on Turkey Day tomorrow in
the
NFL.
Stay tuned for my new recipe for mac and cheese.
Yeah, Leroy's recipe for mac and cheese we'll talk about in the next segment as well. Full Wendy's Big Show, still 2 hours left. Keep it tuned. Keep it locked on this dial.
Wisconsin-wide, The Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.